Hey, what's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, I'm William Updike.
Yeah, I'm Charles Mockler. We're just two Clippers fans today. This is the biggest day in the history of North American sports, if not all sports.
Agreed, 100%. You know, the players did something today that was very, very brave. Obviously, 100% warranted given the situations just surrounding kind of our nation right now. And we're going to, I don't know, not get too political on this, but
I mean, we obviously stand with the players. The biggest news came from the players only meeting with the Clippers and the Lakers.
Yeah. So that's going to be kind of the focus of the first segment of this, talking about, you know, I guess shortly what's led up to this, as well as the news that we have coming from the bubble thus far, about the stoppage of the playoffs, at least temporarily.
Up to this point, and most likely the day that you'll be listening to this. There's no Game 6 preview, because it doesn't seem like Game 6 is going to go down on Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah, also, we're Locked On Clippers.
Yeah, part of the Locked On NBA Network. This is a very bizarre episode to be your first listen, if it is, but hey, thanks for checking us out.
And if you've been riding with us, we appreciate it. All Clippers fans, we're all NBA fans are in this together right now.
And then we're going to have some audio for all of you from Doc Rivers, from Lou Williams.
All of that needs to be heard again. I've watched that speech 15 times today.
Yeah, really poignant, yeah. Really great stuff. So once again, thank you so much for listening. This is kind of like an unsure time, but we're glad and we feel lucky to, you know, bring you the news that we have.
Yeah. Also, we have to say this. This is a Rock Auto podcast sponsored by Rock Auto. So let's get into the biggest news from kind of the post all players meeting.
Yeah.
Just now we're recording this at 8:16 Pacific time on August 26th. If you somehow missed it, just, you know, all of the players in today's playoff games went on strike due to the large issue of systemic police brutality stemming from the attempted murder of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Starting with the Bucks, which I think, as you know, the team with the best record in the league, was a brave move, and it happened in their state. So
they did what they had to do. George Hill talked about how it was kind of brought up kind of pregame, and they were like, "Let's do it." They issued a fantastic statement. Central message of the Bucks was that it's imperative for the Wisconsin State Legislature to reconvene after months of inaction and take up meaningful measures to address issues of police accountability, brutality, and criminal justice form. All the games, of course, everyone struck.
Yeah.
Hats off.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it other than it's the biggest moment in the history of North American sports.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to be talking about this, I mean, you know,
forever.
Potentially forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Biggest news from the players only, not players only, excuse me, the players meeting, the Lakers and Clippers, in what was reported of more of a poll.
Yes, than a final vote.
Than a final vote. It was kind of reported in kind of an interesting way.
Yeah, both the Clippers and the Lakers chose to kind of leave the discussion for continuation of the season, at least at the current time.
Yeah, they kind of, if you want to put it in as blunt of terms as it was reported, they voted to boycott the NBA season.
Yeah.
Every other team voted to continue. This is per Shams. But again, this was more of a poll than a vote. And man, you talk about, I mean, it's the 1-2, you know, you got the 1-2 best odd teams to make the finals.
Yeah.
They have, I don't want to say the most to lose, because this is so much bigger than anything like that at all.
100%.
But from the pure statistic perspective, it's hard to argue. Mm-hmm. The Bucks, also a team that is a number one seed.
Yeah.
Kicking this whole thing off.
Certainly heavily favored.
Yeah, I mean, we stand with the Clippers and Lakers on this one. If the Clippers don't want to play the rest of this season.
Yeah. It's,
let's not play the rest of the season.
Yeah. And I think that's like the most important thing is, I really think it's important if you're a fan, to support the players in this, because I mean, it's just of greater importance really than anything else that could possibly happen. Really.
I'd almost argue that fans are the least important thing right now.
Yeah, definitely.
And I mean that nicer. And this is the episode. We're as fans on this episode. This isn't, you know, I don't want to say like the characters usually do or whatever, but like this is just us.
Yeah. Just some straight shooting.
Just some straight shooting, trying to be. But I mean, this is, it's just, today was such a weird day, and I don't mean that in a negative connotation.
Yeah, I mean, even outside the obviously outside the bubble, as further news came in about the situation in Kenosha, certainly what happened the other night, it was incredibly troubling. And I don't know, it's just reached an untenable point that I mean, I certainly see the perspective of, you know, if you are a player in this situation, you know, how could you continue?
Yeah, and we're going to talk about it a little bit in the second segment, but, you know, the highs of what happened in Game 5,
yeah,
juxtaposed with the comments post-game are an interesting thing to think about in terms of how we all process everything. And, you know, even George Hill said their protest was kind of talked about last minute. I don't mean that with, again, a, you know, in a pejorative way.
No.
It was just literally like everything's happening.
I mean, the news was just, everything was just pouring in so fast.
Yes. At the meeting, Doc spoke.
Yes.
Along with CP3, Iguodala, and Kyle Korver. Doc, it was interesting. Doc has a quote that he said before, kind of along the lines of, when he dreamt of hitting big shots, racist words weren't a part of those dreams.
Definitely. And he also, I mean, he did bring up the point, which I feel like he's kind of stayed consistent on message with this, that, you know, part of the power of the players does kind of lie in the sport, lies with their talent. And, you know, he expressed affirmations to stay in play. So we'll see how that turns out.
And a lot of it hinges. There's a board of governors meeting at 11 a.m. Not sure of the time zone. So
probably Eastern.
I don't know where all the owners are. You know, I don't think they're in the bubble. But it's an interesting point. You know, Doc kind of expressed that they should stay in play. And the Clippers still, as a team, which I think is a mark of a team that has conversations.
Yeah.
Doc, I'm sure, has said something similar to the Clippers players before.
Definitely.
He talked about it a little bit in his presser today.
Yeah.
Just like they had some discussions. They haven't even had everybody together. So it's been hard to have all those discussions. But yeah, Chris Mannix said players spoke passionately. There wants to be an action plan, which I think makes sense. There's a growing sense at minimum. The three NBA playoff games scheduled for Thursday, when you're listening to this, we're also probably going to put this out on Wednesday night, just given everything, will not be played.
And apparently these meetings did not end in a great way. Yeah. David Aldridge mentioned it ended ugly per a source. And there's a lot of uncertainty about what will happen tomorrow. So, I mean, we're going to stay current with whatever we know when we know it.
Yeah. Terrence Mann had an interesting tweet, which I think I respect. He said, cap all over, put your phones down. Because there's a lot of information coming out.
Yes.
There was a lot of, some tweets were framing it as if kind of LeBron said all this stuff. And then it was like LeBron left and the Clippers and Lakers followed. So you're like, okay, this feels kind of weird. I truly can't imagine, and I don't mean this as disrespect to LeBron, I can't imagine it was only LeBron who spoke for these two teams. And I don't mean that in a rude way.
No, I 100% agree. And also, I mean, the other thing to keep in mind just through all of this is some of this stuff, as it currently comes out, seems as though it's through a source of a source that's in the room. So it does turn into a little bit of a telephone thing. So I wouldn't like, I mean, it's just difficult to tell exactly
what's true.
Yeah, what's true, and like to the extent that it's true. I mean, like, I kind of doubt LeBron was the only one saying, like, we shouldn't play and storming out of the room. Like,
yeah,
I just don't think that was the situation. Although that, you know, is maybe a connotation that you could pick up as from the way it was reported.
And we don't even know what ugly means.
We do not ugly know what ugly means. I think it just means that there's not a, I could just mean that there's not a consensus.
There's no precedent for this.
Yes.
There's never been, it's, and it just, it kills me so much that the athletes have to do this.
Yeah.
That during a time, Jameel Hill had a tweet where she was like, the NBA season might be canceled because of racism, not COVID. Think about that. Like, this platform that the players were given is now being used by the players in a way that the league probably doesn't like.
Probably doesn't
but
like.
You know,
and
what?
And probably didn't think was a possibility.
Which is also marks how ignorant the owner and the leagues are to what has been happening in this country for.
Yes.
400 years.
Yes. I mean, if they thought at any point that this was like going to be good enough, or this was going to be sort of the end of the conversation, that, yeah, 100%.
But yeah, per Woj, the NBA has scheduled a special board of governors meeting on Thursday. It seems like this board of governors meeting I mean, a lot of what if the season might continue hinges on what happens in this meeting.
Definitely, definitely.
It's 30 of, I mean, literally one of the most richest people in the world, and Stephen Ballmer, who we're going to talk about.
And 30 billionaires in a room.
You'd think they could get something done.
You would think so, yeah.
But yeah, it all kind of hinges on that. This podcast is going to come out before that meeting happens. The next episode is probably going to be a recap of that meeting.
Yes.
With other information. It's unclear on the schedule stuff as things come out, so kind of bear with us. Anything else kind of that we want to talk about in this first segment? I don't know. I feel I'm just kind of waiting for the players to make a decision. I mean that in a good way.
Yeah, definitely. And ultimately, yeah, I'm going to stand by whatever they choose to do. I can't imagine what it's like in there. And I think even if they can't come to like one decision on what the like actionable items are, mm-hmm. I mean, I still just totally understand the perspective of like in these unsure times, wanting to be home with your family. Like,
yeah, this is insane. Nick Nurse talked about it. Nick Nurse was like, a lot of the guys just want to go home.
Yeah.
you just can't blame them.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like to be black in this country. You know, a lot of the, you know, it's just, who knows? This situation, if you will.
Definitely.
It's a bubble of basketball in the middle of a pandemic. I think it's the only way you can really describe it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Coming up, we're going to be kind of giving you guys a refresher on Clippers players and Doc's comments on Jacob Blake. Stephen Ballmer has some things to say, too. But first, we're contractually obligated to let you know that Rock Auto is a family business. You can get auto parts, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer, whether you're a professional, you can get car lamps, ECMs, carpet, all that good stuff.
It's really easy to navigate their catalog.
Very easy to navigate. You can see all the brands available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at Rock Auto are always
reliably low.
Reliably low. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck, right? Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know we sent you. One more time, write in Locked On at rockauto.com.
Okay, so for this second segment, it's just going to kind of be like a refresher on some of the comments that were made on the Jacob Blake situation by the organization last night.
Yeah, this is what you're about to hear again is the full audio of the best post-game presser in the history of sports. From Doc Rivers.
As far as the other situation, it's just so sad. You know, what stands out to me is just watching the Republican convention and this spewing this fear, right? Like, all you hear is Donald Trump and all of them talking about fear. We're the ones getting killed. We're the ones getting shot. We're the ones that we're denied to live in certain communities. We've been hung, we've been shot. And all you do is keep hearing about fear. It's amazing why we keep loving this country. And this country does not love us back. And it's really so sad. Like, I should just be a coach. And it's so often reminded of my color. You know, it's just really sad. We gotta do better. But we gotta demand better. Like, it's funny, we protest. And they send riot guards, right? They send people in riot outfits. They go to Michigan with guns and they're spitting on cops and nothing happens. The training has to change in the police force. The unions have to be taken down in the police force. My dad was a cop. I believe in good cops. We're not trying to defund the police and take all their money away. We're trying to get them to protect us, just like they protect everybody else. I didn't want to talk about it before the game because it's so hard. Like, just keep watching it. That video, if you watch that video, you don't need to be black to be outraged. You need to be American and outraged. And how dare the Republicans talk about fear? We're the ones that need to be scared. We're the ones having to talk to every black child. What white father has to give his son a talk about being careful if you get pulled over? It's just ridiculous. And it just keeps going. There's no charges. Breonna Taylor, no charges, nothing. All we're asking is you live up to the Constitution. That's all we're asking for everybody, for everyone.
Seeing that live, which I don't know how many people actually saw it live, because I know Twitter has, you know, a live feed of the pressers.
Yes.
So I'm not sure how many people saw it live, but I mean, personally, we a little bit off topic mentioned it, but like game five was the pinnacle of literally Clippers basketball of all time.
Definitely.
Offensively.
And then after, I feel like was like the pinnacle of Clippers, sort of what they've stayed on message for, like off court kind of stuff.
Absolutely. PG talked about mental health. And this doc speech, it was just, I mean, it just floored us. We were watching it on the Zoom and it was, it was incredible.
Yeah.
And truly. Personally for me, because of how high the game was and how real and passionate and personal Doc's comments were, it took a bit for the comments to really settle in for me.
Yeah.
Because we had to record. I'm not saying this is an excuse or any weird thing like that, but last night was a very interesting night. That Wednesday night was, or that Tuesday night was just, I mean, it was just what, it was Doc's speech. You know, that's what should be remembered. That win felt so meaningless.
Yeah,
when agreed. I woke up this morning.
Agreed. You know? And it was, I mean, like, and it was everybody, you know, it was Doc, it was Paul George, it was certainly Lou Will. And, you know, like, it's like one of those things that I guess just really stands out about Doc for me is like the way that he can sort of like, I don't know, just appeal to people in a way that's like so honest and so thoughtful that you kind of get a good look at, you know, like, the power that he has, both like just as a coach and as a man.
I'll say, and the human element.
Yeah.
I've never seen Doc tear up in a presser.
Yeah.
If that presser would have been done at Staples Center, everyone is crying.
Yeah, definitely.
In a sad and beautiful way.
For sure.
But Lou Will also had something to say on the issue, as he does and has been involved with protests. So here's Lou Will's comments.
Yeah, honestly, this is going to be the only statement I make tonight. I think as far as the basketball games go, I think that was self-explanatory. I want to send prayers and a shout out to the Blake family. It's unfortunate we're in this bubble and we're still dealing with these issues. You know, we came here to bring awareness and use our voices for other guys. And sadly, we're here and it's still happening. You're still seeing unarmed black men get shot in the streets. It's ridiculous at this point, you know, and I think it's difficult being here. It's difficult being here when things like that is happening. You kind of feel helpless in a way. You can use your voice, but, you know, I think our presence is much more felt. So, you know, to all of our brothers out there in the streets that's going to protest these things, that's going to fight for different legislation, for prison reform and those things, I think it's very important. So it's just sad. It's just sad, you know. Outside of our jerseys, you know, we're black men. And so it's really a scary encounter to run into police officers right now. And it's just unfortunate. So that's all I got to say tonight.
Well said, as always, by Lou. You know, it's just, I know he said it. I don't know I can't imagine what these guys are going through.
No, can't imagine at all. And, you know, Lou Will was vocal very early on. He was somewhat, you know, hesitant to return.
Yeah.
Or not to return, but to even like
go to
commence doing the bubble. Just because, you know, he didn't want this to be a distraction for people.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, to a certain extent, it definitely has become that. And I do think that the conversation has veered away from, you know, what the actual message is and what we thought the message would be, with sort of the, I don't know, a little bit of the placating efforts, I suppose, by the NBA.
I agree. If it wasn't evident what the players were talking about in terms of how this is a distraction, it's evident now. And yeah, if for some reason it's still not evident to you now, you got a whole lot of books you got to read. You got a whole lot of listening you got to do.
Just watch the Jacob Blake video.
Just watch the Jacob Blake video. Just listen to Doc's comments. Like, this is what every player and coach who had reservations about this was talking about.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. You know, it is good to see Black Lives Matter on the basketball court and on jerseys. But that was only part of a limited list. They could put, say, her name on their jerseys, but they couldn't put her name.
Yeah.
They couldn't put Breonna Stewart and the countless other innocent Americans who've been killed / murdered by the police.
Yeah.
This is what it's about.
Definitely. I mean, this is all that it's about.
Steve Ballmer also had a thread with support for what the players were doing.
Yeah.
He had a tweet thread calling for bipartisan national police reform, starting with the bill submitted by a California rep, Karen Bass, which was great. Clippers organization on their Twitter tweeted out, you know, who you can call in Kenosha, Wisconsin to put pressure for this legislation like the Bucks talked about to actually happen. The organization is saying all the right things right now. And I don't know, as fans, it's a tough thing to say, but now we wait.
Yeah.
We wait what the Board of Governors says. I think we know what Steve Ballmer is going to say in the meetings, which is whatever the hell the players want, you give it to them. I hope that's what he says.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Is there anything else? This is also the last segment of the episode. We don't have a third segment. It's just everything's still kind of raw and a lot right now.
Yeah. No, I don't know. We don't really have a whole lot to add.
We'll give you a game 6 preview when there is a game 6 scheduled.
Definitely.
I think basketball is something that, you know, maybe we shouldn't be focusing on right now. Go read some James Baldwin. Go read, you know, if everyone has a friend who's told them that they should be reading something right now, go check it out. Check out No Names Black Book Club.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, let's support the guys. Support every NBA player right now, no matter what they're trying to do. Support the Lakers and the Clippers. Support both. That solidarity is, I don't want to say unbelievable, but I think it made a lot of people realize
that this is for real. Like,
this is a real thing.
I mean, this is, you know, the biggest market in sports, possibly.
Yeah.
Coming together for something that's truly, I mean, just important and, you know, has reached a
historical point, level.
Yeah. That, I mean, I don't know. It's absurd. It's absurd the level that it's gotten to. So
yeah,
something's got to be done.
Thursday's episode might be taking some voicemails.
Yeah.
We're going to be reporting on what happens in the Board of Governors meeting.
Yes.
Any scheduling info we get, we'll pass on to you guys. But 100%. Hey, this was us as fans on this one. We're just as much in the dark. People were asked. The way that some of those tweets were worded was like the Clippers and Lakers like left the bubble, which was like, what the hell? Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
So if you thought that, don't feel stupid. It's how it was reported to you. We hope everyone staying safe. Some people have to try and stay more safe than others, which is really unfair and hurts. And I think a lot of people have heavy hearts right now. Where you can find us on iTunes. You guys know where to find us. Locked On Clips coming at you 5 days a week. I've been Charles Mockler.
And I'm William Updike. Thanks so much for listening, and we appreciate you.